Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Trujillo. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Kurt Wardle. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard catches it and throws to second with Franco covering, to double up Evans. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gedman for a passed ball. Bernazard moves to third. Franco moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Bernazard scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 2-0. Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Carter reaches second base with a double. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Boggs, who relays the ball to Barrett, who tags Willard trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Carter scores. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Franco is hit by the pitch. Bernazard moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-1 in the game. Vukovich hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-1 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Willard moves to second. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Trujillo covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Evans steals second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Willard hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gettman strikes out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Armas reaches second base with a double. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Thornton moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Tabler moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Steve Crawford now pitching. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vukovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Vukovich reaches second base with a double. Tabler scores. Jacoby goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Willard for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 4 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Buckner moves to third. Vern Rule now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.